Hello everyone. Today I'm going to talk about how you configure your Visual Studio IDE and save that setting for your future usage in many ways, which helps you to use Visual Studio more effectively, make you more productive. So let's go to my Visual Studio and then see how that looks like. So first clean all the breakpoints and then first, see that my Visual Studio, see, my Visual Studio looks like normally. It's a default setting. So I want to show up certain number of lines along with it so that I can easily figure it out where I'm facing problems. So if I go ahead, few of the settings which I often use is one of them. So if you go to text editor and the language you are working on, if you select that, you'll find one of the options is display, under display is line numbers. If you select that, it will display the line numbers. Under the general tabs, you'll find different tab indention option, whether it is smart. If you choose smart, the moment you come to the next line, it will automatically be indented. If you choose none, so it will wait for you to indent or block, it will stay as it is. So there are some advanced options, whether you want to generate XML documents. So all this can be modified from this Visual Studio. You can also see the formatting option, whether you automatically format completed block on curly brace, so that you want to put your own curly brace, or automatically format on paste. So if you're pasting code from some external Visual Studio or notepad, it'll all automatically be formatted. So IntelliSense also is one of them. So whether you want to show the most recently used one and you want to add new line enter, so whether you want to do certain things, you can actually configure all the settings here. It's a very useful setting for language specific thing. Now you can see that line numbers are appearing. Another very important thing is that being a Visual Studio developer, you might be using a lot of new shortcut keys. How do you do configure them? So if you go to tools and then under customize, if you go to that keyboard, it'll show you set up already added keyboard shortcuts. So if you keep on selecting, few of them will be blank and few of them will have some value. So you can actually find out which one has value. So I don't see any one of them has any value over here. So let's add a few. Okay, something came up. So it has a architecture new diagram shows here, so which comes in the menu as well. But if you want to, let's say, add certain things, let's say add new project. So if you want to, if you are creating project again and again within a single solution, very often you might be using it. So let's use the add new project. So it also searches out. So if I find that it's an add new project, so I'll choose it and then I will type Control Shift P. Okay, now notice here this also uses the temporary run temporary macro, which I don't use it, so I can go in and override it saying that assign, so it will be overridden. Then the temporary run macro will not work as it is. Now if you say okay, it will be added into that. So once it is assigned, it will be added. You can go to commands and then also change the context menu. So Visual Studio shows a lot of context menu. Let's say if you are showing it code window, if you can see a lot of different context menu comes up. If you want to remove one of them, you can go ahead and remove it. You can add anything in that context menu as well. So if I go ahead and say close, now anywhere in my application, if I use Control Shift P, the new project window dialog comes up, and as I have already demonstrated that if you hit Control E, it'll jump into the search box, and then if you want to add another console application which is of C sharp, so you can say C sharp console, so it will search it for you and will be selected. So there are two console application type. One is that C sharp console and another is that. You can just go ahead and add it. So yes, say it okay, the console application gets added. Very convenient. Another cool thing is that if you want to add certain references, you can just go ahead and say keyboard and say add new reference. So let's say add reference. It does not have any shortcut, so let's add Control Shift R. Okay, so Control Shift R. Control Shift, let's say Control Shift R cannot be because that's a global one. So let's say Control Shift Z. So if I say Control Shift Z, that's a redo. Oh yeah, I don't want to change it. So Control Shift K. If I say assign, the reference will be added. So now if you say OK, now close. Now if I, let's say, add the test project into the main project, or vice versa. So being in the main project, if I add, want to add the test project, so you can see that test project is always already part here, hopefully. So in that test project, I think the main project is part. Okay, the main project is part. So let's remove it and then go to test project, select test project and say Control Shift K. It comes up with a project add reference dialog box. There is an enhancement into this add reference dialog box. It always comes up with the project highlighted, and in the background it loads the .NET references. So being a user, you don't find it, it's taking longer time. So it does it asynchronously at the background. So the moment you switch to .NET, you find at least some value loaded into the list, which actually gets loaded the moment you open it in this, and because it is selected. Now if you can select the main project, it will be part of the test project automatically. Now if you select and say Control Shift K, you can actually go ahead and say console application. Now console application is also part of this add new dialog box window. Now there are a few things into this Visual Studio editor as well. Apart from setting, most of the time you're not interested in certain amount of code. For example, this is what which always will be the same at any point in time. Often we use the region tag, or if it has a complete code, it can actually collapse and then open it. You can use the hash region, which is there already, test block, and then say come back and say end region. Now you can actually collapse it and then do it. But if you want to do it within the method for a certain amount of code, let's say I want to block this console.write line and then till this. Now if I right click and say outlining and then say hide selection, so it'll be hidden automatically. Now you don't need a hash region to hide it and make it. So now it's already hidden. Now you notice here there are certain things which helps us do this. This is one of them. Another thing is that if you want to find something within this application quickly, you generally use the search window. But if you use control comma, it comes up with a navigator, which was a quick search in the beta 1, I guess. Now it allows you to also search based on the selection. So notice here I have selected the task. My cursor is in task. Now if I can do control comma, it comes with left. So wherever your cursor is, it searches that. Okay. Now if it also has a Pascal case substring search, that means if you say TM, so test method, which I have written in my previous example, comes up over here, right? So test method. I don't have to fully type test and then say method. So if I say TM, it searches out the test method. Now if I just go ahead and click it, it'll take me to the test method directly. Now I can see that it's going there directly. Now let's say I'm adding certain things which are not part of my using block. Often we do that. So let's say if I say thread T equals to new thread. Now I don't have anything yet. So the moment I say semicolon, now you notice here it shows me error, and there is a double equal sign. I can move my mouse and then see the option. But moving mouse into this specific area is at times tedious. Now being anywhere into the same line, if you put control dot, okay, control dot, you'll find that system.threading comes up. So either you can use it as use a using block, or have a fully qualified name, or generate a class called thread. Various options. So if you choose the default one, it gets added automatically onto the top. You can find that. So which is kind of very convenient at times. So which helps us to do a lot of things. Now in the Visual Studio configuration setting, you have got another option called Connection Extension Manager. What we have done over here, we have used the Visual Studio Gallery and then given you this single window to browse through the different extensions available. So if you click on Online Gallery, it'll keep searching over the web and give you a list. So it takes a while to search from the visualstudiogallery.com and then gives you the list. And based on your preference, you can go ahead and add all the extensions. Being a Visual Studio user, you can also contribute to the Visual Studio Gallery by creating your own extension, which is quite interesting because your friend will be seeing your name here coming up because see that name is coming and created by. So you can have your name in the Visual Studio also. So it's an opportunity for all of us to get thrilled and have our name in the Visual Studio. So this is what I have added now. You can see green checkbox is coming up. If I go to that installed extension, I can find this triple kick as always already part of it. I can go ahead and say disable or uninstall based on my preference. So all the templates which I have downloaded, online galleries, updates, anything which you find you often try to go to Visual Studio. So triple click has got a new version. So I have installed 1.2, now it has got version number 2.0. So I can go ahead and say click update, it'll actually download and then update. So some error because it's still in beta. Hopefully this is for RC. The moment I move my Visual Studio to RC, it'll be able to help me update this triple click. So that's how it looks like in the extension manager. Now you often do a lot of so many things in your Visual Studio very often, right? You change your layout, you change the way you write code, you do a lot of things. And there is one cool thing in Visual Studio, which is new in Visual Studio 2010, is the multi-monitor support. Now you can actually have the window floating in the Visual Studio shell, and it also uses the Windows gesture, Windows left key or arrow key. So it supports the Windows gesture, Windows 7 gesture, and you can actually move this into a second monitor if you wish to, or you can actually put it in on the top, make it a full screen, or double click and switch it back, or you can simply drag it to the normal Visual Studio place and then put it there. So it's a multi-monitor support which we help allow you to do that, which is kind of very exciting thing to have. And also, we have got a cool new feature called enhanced data tip. So let me show you that how that looks like. Now, let's say I go ahead and open my main project, and I have got a program.cs, and in that program.cs, let's say somewhere near to this program.cs, I find some error while doing the debugging. So if I hit F5, I was doing debugging and then I found some error. Now this data type is part of Visual Studio 2008, 2005 also we also had that. Now this with this data type, I don't need to go to Quick Watch and then find it. It's quite visible clearly. What is new in this data type is this pin. So you can pin this data type and have it always here located. So you don't have to always do the data type. And this is not the end of the story. So anytime you can actually collapse it and expand it. You can also have this your command. Let's say you are having a break, tea break, after 5 minutes. So your friend is calling you, or you have an important meeting which you have to attend. So you can say, I think here I have some issue. Now, if you want to keep that always up on top of your Visual Studio, wherever you go, you can actually pin it differently, or if you say that, put it the place where it is actually, it's supposed to be. Now you can place it the way you want, so you can actually keep it anywhere. And now you just go ahead up and down, it will still be the same. The moment you stop debugging, it will disappear. It'll not be available. But there will be a pin icon which shows there is a data tape which you have associated. So the next time if you hit F5, it comes with the Visual Studio in the debugging mode along with the data tape appearing. So data tape is only available when you run the Visual Studio in the debug mode. Otherwise, it shows you thing in the pin mode. You can also go to debug window breakpoints. So if I go to debug window and then choose breakpoints, along with this, you can also find this is called import data tape and export data tape. So if you go ahead and say import data tape, you can import it to a file and later on export it. So data tape also can be imported and exported. And we also support the TeamFusion server source control to store the data tapes. So you can actually store the data tape in the TeamFusion server source control as well. Hope these are all cool new tips which helps you to customize the Visual Studio and work with the Visual Studio effectively. But the question you might come into your mind, I might have done so many settings in my Visual Studio, and every time I got a new machine or I need to format my machine, I shift to a different office, I always have to do all the things again and again. But no, you don't have to do it. You can go ahead and say import export setting and store everything to a nicely formatted XML file. So you can say export selected environment setting, and you can choose the settings you want to select. And say next, and you can actually store it. Say reduce settings, and you can say Feb 2010. This is when I have saved it. So you can actually save it to a different location altogether. Let's say D drive, and then save it in the D drive. So now you can actually use the same setting next time you open the Visual Studio in a totally different fresh mode or a totally different mode altogether. So you can also have the uniform setting across your organization in the import-export setting. It's in the tools options. If you go to settings, import-export setting, you'll find that it uses the default setting from your profile. But if you use a team setting file, let's say WAC server that team dot vs settings. You might have a file like that. So vs settings is the extension. So you can use a single file, and then the standard of your organization will be followed across. So this is also a cool new feature. Right, which was already there in Visual Studio 2010. And this, because you are doing a lot of settings, I find it relevant to talk right now because that also helps us to save the setting. So hope this helps us to work effectively with Visual Studio, and we'll be using Visual Studio more than ever. Thank you.